Hello everyone, welcome to the Graps and Claps podcast, this time outside the Old Black Bull in Preston. Part 2 of Roll to Glory. We've got the gang here again. Eddie, hello.
Hello. How
are Ben. You doing?
Hello.
Jeff.
Hiya.
You have to be.
Oh, yeah,
I have to be. So, when we left you, we were ready to leave for the second show.
Yep.
At the 53 degrees, the UCLan, Preston. Attendance of about 50. More than yesterday.
Definitely, yeah.
Good to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
We went in the same entrance, the tradesman's entrance.
I still don't know what way you're supposed to go in. What's the actual proper entrance?
I think it's the way we came out.
What, like that fire door into the car park?
Yeah, I think so. That looks like the only entrance.
There's a lot of fire exits, but no actual door, is it? So you may never leave.
So, Ben, this is your 799th show overall, number 800 coming up
tonight,
later this evening.
If I bother to go.
He's heading home.
Would you rather your 800th be a PCW show or one in Huddersfield tomorrow?
I'm very glad it's going to be PCW.
So, we took our seats on the second row. The front row was vacant.
It was entirely vacant, wasn't it? There was absolutely nobody on that front row at all.
I mean, not see John Cena there.
Well, and his family. I suppose we were the front row by default because there was no one in front of us.
Yeah.
We should have basically nice and sat in the front row.
Yes.
A bit cheeky, but we should be.
We had the proper sound desk team on today, the Leary brothers. And our man Nigel, old Graham Pearce.
Sing about Nigel.
I think we laughed at one of his quips later on. and Nigel shouted to him, "What you got for us, Graham?" And he started going into a talk about blind dating.
And it's like, Cilla Black ain't here. And I mean, obviously Cilla Black isn't
here
because
anymore,
she's dead.
Who do you think you are, Christian?
She's dead.
But what do you think about him as a ring announcer?
I like him. Yeah. He's very personable.
Yeah.
Gets the crowd involved.
He's got a bit of showbiz about him, doesn't he? A bit like, you know, like a familiar game show host.
That's
type,
what you need.
Yeah.
His theme song is like some kind of music soundtrack or something like that. It's just like... And I do love that he announces himself, so it's like, you know.
It's like when a comedian does it, isn't it? Yeah. Welcome to the stage, Stuart Lee. Me saying it.
But yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. I always remember with Cilla Black, that Fred one Twitter where Cilla Black was an arsehole.
Yeah. Well, no surprise.
That's what made me titter. Like.
And now she's dead.
Yeah. So we had some tournament matches and also special treats courtesy of Mr. Pierce and the matchmakers.
And Graham's special treats.
So first up was a special treat, which was non-tournament action with Anthony Getsky versus Michelangelo with Kiros. Jeff, any thoughts?
The Greek Alex Abrahantes.
He just gets in though. I don't know. I can't make my mind up about, you know, it's Dana Manager, but literally does absolutely nothing. So I hope they weren't paying too much.
Ben?
Decent enough match. I think that, is it Getsky he's called?
Getsky, Anthony Getsky.
Very similar character to Jack Johnson. It's essentially the same character, isn't it, really?
They could be like the two doinks, where they're like in the ring, just, you know, doing 10 maneuvers going, "I'm from Salford!
I'm from Blackburn!
I'm from Salford, though!"
It's like basically like a mouthy, cocky little thug, isn't it? That,
yeah.
He had a bit of interaction with the crowd and stuff, that was good.
Yeah, he sat on your knee, Jeff.
Yeah, he did, he lost, and then, you know, he got the best prize of all. And training for, you know, at Christmas time, and I'm asking kids what they want.
Eddie.
Yes!
Yeast, yeah.
Just kept shouting anything like Easter. I thought it was fine. It was nice way to start opening the show. Good chat. Good again. Michelangelo, they're doing quite well. I'm really enjoying them. I do also agree. I don't know what the manager is doing. He should probably, if Michelangelo was a heel, but yeah. Instead they're a face, so it's like. But yeah, this match was it was okay. No issues, no problems.
Michelangelo beat Anthony Getsky.
Yeah.
By submission to a floating stretch. Gets
like a bit like an octopus type.
He got the R. Yeah. He got the R treatment.
He got the R,
which he played up to, and yeah. Then give us a finger.
Yeah. Who
next up? Tag team action. Player, player, holla, holla. As we had another special treat. So, the Odd Couple tag team of Kane Corso of Death Row fame and world-class professional athlete Liam Cafferkey, who is known as Alvin. To
Hello, yeah, Trey's descriptions. I'd like to report a misnomer. World-class athlete, he says on his shirt. There's a bit of conjecture there, I think. You want to pop round and have a look? they're on tonight between 6 and 9. You might find him up door, you might find him, you know, in the ring. He'll be knocking about, don't you worry. Looks like the lad off the personal advert. You'll find him, yeah, no worries, alright, see you later, see you now, bye.
Their opponents, it ended up being 3-on-2, so this was Cody Manhorn, Jeff's favourite Man United fan. Who has tweeted out about glory, glory, Cody Manhorn, good lad.
Shocking.
And the wrestler of the weekend for me, Fester. Not Gianluca Fester of Middlesbrough fame, but the actual Fester with the hand thing.
Well, it was a 3-on-2 match, weren't it? They announced it was a 3-on-2 and then he pulled the hand out of his smock.
Jesus match, he's done 3-on-2 match.
Three-on-two dance.
Ben.
It's funny because Kane Corso came out looking all moody and miserable, so everyone was like giving him the booze and stuff. And then he's all of a sudden he just gets to the end and he's like, yeah, come on, everybody, slap your hands. It's like, oh, right, okay.
You can't have a baby face team called Death Row. Come on. I'm on Death Row, but slap my hands and cheer for me. No, come on. You're the moody. Dark, doomy.
He came out, yeah. Well, that's the impression you got, wasn't it, from when he came out? But then also,
well, he was a bit odd couple-ish. But because when he kept getting tagged out by Liam, he put him in the eye, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he walked off at the end as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fester.
What a guy!
What a guy!
Good guy.
He had one thing and he did it well. He just slapped people with a plastic hand.
It was so weird. It was just so daft.
I asked him to do anything more than slap people with a hand, and he quickly went wrong. But it worked for me. The joke worked for me.
Yeah.
Where he chucked the hand at Liam and he did. He chokeslammed.
That was the best move of the match. And, kudos to Liam Cafferkey for doing that, because that was A, brilliant, B, funny, C, funny.
It was daft.
Yeah. D, funny.
Very daft.
It was daft, but was what it was.
You're wrestling a plastic fucking hand. What, you can't be having a serious wrestling match with a plastic hand.
Funny way to use one of the people you've flown in for the show as well, rather than trying to make more of it, but like throw him in like a...
And he was wearing a yellow Summer Collection Daniel McCarvey t-shirt.
He was wearing a Daniel McCarvey shirt, which reminds me, yesterday was the fourth year anniversary of the unseen McCarvey versus Rust match. You had to be there to see it.
Five stars.
From the panel of judges at the back.
Yeah. That's right. I thought this was... it was silly. It was what it was trying to be. The Fester gimmick and the Fester look, very much a case of I'm just going to quickly paint myself quickly with a white face and make sure I've got, like, you know, look like I've got bags under my eyes and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, you need some kind of light entertainment, I guess, and that's the
fair
thing.
Fair play.
Just as long as the copyright of the Adams Family isn't, you know, aren't paying attention to this show, because...
Jump on the phone to the training standards again.
Well, hello, yeah, Chris Masters. Debt collection. No, this is trademark infringement this time. Yeah, I know, where does he live? Stanley Arms. Right, bye.
Next up, so Cody Mann on Festa and The Thing beat Liam and Kane. Third match now in the Road to Glory tournament, quarterfinal. First one, Jack Johnson versus Priscilla, Queen of the Ring. Ben.
It's quite funny because Priscilla came out first without the wig.
Yeah.
But it wasn't making like a big deal of like, but everyone just started saying, where's your wig? Where's your wig? And stuff like that. And so it's actually like noticeable without making it. But then of course, when Jack Johnson made his entrance, he pulls the wig out and he's like obviously nicked it backstage somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit woo, I'm a little bit
wham,
I'm a little bit cheeky.
I thought that was quite a good little way to like start the match off.
Yeah, it's different, I suppose. You know, where's my wig? Oh, he's nicked it because I'm a bit of a chancer.
Edit.
Got his badging.
He only gets his badging.
Got the badging. Yeah, Jack Johnson's a smarmy little shit from Salford. He does well.
I'm sure he didn't tell us.
I know. But yeah, it was like, yeah, he just keeps it Salford. But yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was, you know, I was quite surprised. But I think with the fact that Jack Johnson won the Rumble recently,
yes,
obviously Flutter sees something in him. And
he seems a good character, doesn't he?
Yeah, bit of a surprise.
I've enjoyed his stuff.
Bit of a surprise ending, but
I think he's my winner.
You think
he's screwing Rossy Rascal.
Oof.
Is he going to be break the hearts of the Rossy Rascal fan club this year, like Philip Michael did last
year? Yeah, yeah.
Oh. But yeah, I thought this was okay. Yeah.
I like the character. Yeah, I get it. He's just like, you know, this council house scrawled.
Yeah.
And it'll do anything to get by.
Yeah.
By fair means or foul, usually foul, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do like it. And obviously, it's one of them type of characters you like to see get the comeuppance.
Yeah.
Quite a decent wrestler from what I've seen this week. Limited scene of him, like in seen him once at GPW and then over this weekend.
He's in that team with it. Is he called Steve Cross? They're that new team in GPW. So Jack Johnson won in the end. Feet on the ropes, as Simon the Ref misses.
Like hand right across the face, like really pressed into the face, and the feet on the ropes.
Simon missed it. Ex-referee Eddie Sideburns.
If it was Mark Clattenburg, I'd be telling him to go to the monitor. I asked for VAR. Apparently, I was told VAR doesn't exist, which I think is ridiculous.
You got Mina instead, so it's like, you know, a cheaper version.
Yeah, you should have seen the lines. You know, present the lines, see what happened.
Yeah, where the ropes are, put the lines in, see if they're actually his foot was over. You know, onside.
Yeah.
More than offside, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah. Ridiculous. But.
And they made a bit of a joke because everyone was like taking the piss out of the referee. Like the referee, and he's like, I didn't see it. I was looking at the shoulders.
Well, he is right. He has to look at the shoulders, but you know.
And then
glaring error there from the wrestling referee performance society representative today.
Yeah, a couple of like callbacks to that as well, wasn't like later on with that referee.
I know. I said to him, "Oh, you notice that one now, Simon, didn't you?" And then he explained,
and he said, "Yeah, I'm looking this way or something." Was it? Yeah.
It says it right here in Amber.
Read the manual.
Aye.
Well, yeah.
If you did that in ICW, Eddie, you would have got a chair to the back of the head.
Oh, listen,
you know?
I'd be getting my arse kicked. Last time I had to make sure, you know, you make sure the shoulders, but also, you know, you look at both the hands, both the legs, and figure out where they're going. You've got to be careful with it.
Technical.
I know.
There's me, you just had to count three.
I was just going to just go and get my Primark shirt and just turn up and just, you know.
Count that 1, 2, 4. You know, and that's what you do.
There you go.
Next up, non-title match. Another special treat as we had Jordan Kane take on the PCW heavyweight champion Philip Michael. Two first names, fame.
Well, four first names.
Jordan and Kane.
Yeah.
Philip and Michael. You enjoy this, Jeff?
Dragged a bit for me. Dragged a bit on. Got going near the end. But yeah, a bit too lengthy for me.
Yeah, I would say Jordan Kane, Geordie flashed himself on the stairs.
Very nearly,
just
yeah.
Just about, yeah.
Just about. Yeah, very dangerous proposition diving out of the ring and when them stairs are there, because it happened to her again later on.
Later on, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ben?
It was a long match. It built quite well, but I think it was Baddie versus Baddie, so the crowd was quite quiet for it anyway.
You've got the Rossi Rascal fans who hate Philip Michael, yeah. And then you've got us lot who like Philip Michael.
I think the idea was that Jordan Kane was the one that was getting the more sympathy and like earning the fans kind of respect and things.
Respect. Right.
Because it was like this hard fought match, but then it kind of like it. the last half of the match was just. Philip Michael just killing him, just knocking him on the floor, knocking him out. It's pretty much just like beating on him constantly. So you'd think the referee was about to step in and stop it because it's like it's pretty much over. But you'd always just get back in or just stand up. So it didn't really, that kind of heat where it wasn't really there with that crowd because the crowd wasn't really there wasn't enough people, and they weren't really reacting to it in the way that I think it should have. It kind of. Wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
So that kind of made it drag, I think. It's when they tried to do this big, long beatdown thing, but actually there was no big heat for him to try to get back into the match.
Yeah. Eddie?
Yeah, I agree with Jeff. Dragged a bit. Certain spots they were doing near enough the end that they should have done at the beginning. It was okay. I mean, I had no issue with it, but it was just very...
Knock about 5 minutes off, would you say?
Take a good number of minutes off it, because I get, obviously, it's a non-title match and it's not, you know, but you could have had less time for it and still maybe trying to get in some of the spots you were trying, because it just felt like it was just dragging. And there was bits where you were like, you know, is this going to be the end? There was the moments where he was, like, counting, and then I think Philip was going to go for a move, and then... Jordan just fell down and fell over, and you're like, well, that's where you're going to call it, really. But no, they just kept on going, and it just really did feel like a drag. But
Philip Michael's very good. I think we've said it again.
Yeah,
I like both of them. I think both of them are quite good. I mean,
he's getting better as like a deadly heat, like a bad guy, isn't it?
Yeah,
more from a submission standpoint.
Works really well with him. This kind of like aggressive, quite almost like violent kind of shooter. Type role. I think the fact that turning him baddie has really like pushed him on a bit. I think he's showing personality that maybe wasn't apparent in his performances before and things.
Yeah.
Jordan Kane, I think he's probably one to watch. I don't think he looked as good today as he did yesterday, but I think he reminds me a lot of Sam Gradwell when Sam Gradwell was just first starting out, just the way he carries himself and stuff. And
yeah,
the
way he has a good drop kick.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's definitely got something. I think he's one to watch him.
So Philip Michael ended up getting the victory there. Next up, a lot of electrical sockets in this place.
An absurd amount of electrical sockets. I don't know what obviously it's a gig venue, so you need somewhere to plug in your equipment and stuff. But everywhere there's just like these entire columns full of like sockets.
Yeah, like I said, I was saying to Eddie, I think it's something to do with Squid Games. You know, where you plug something in, you have to find the right socket. If you don't switch on your appliance, then you're dead.
Like the entire audience could have plugged in their phones and charged it.
Yeah.
The whole place would have heated up. Just went, ooh.
I forgot to mention Philip Michael won with the Phillips screwdriver.
Yes.
Well, a great name for a manoeuvre. But, yeah, plugs.
Yeah, it's basically, it's a bit like a burning hammer, kind of leg cross, key crusher type thing.
Yeah. Very nice. Back to the tournament now, as we have O'Shea Edwards, old Mr. Kaiju Man, versus Mochizuki Jr.
He came out full of like rage, didn't he? Like O'Shea, ready to go.
Mm. You took a great picture where he just sat on.
Yeah, he was saying on
top
the
rope, top like rope. Taz.
And then Mochizuki came out and was doing his pose towards him, and it was like, this was really good. I really enjoyed this. This again, it was very quick. Everything meant something, and everything was quite, you know, visually explosive. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed this a lot.
Some really hard kicks from Mochizuki, weren't
they? Yeah.
But she was just, you know, eating him up. But the other finish popped me.
That spear.
Oh, he literally knocked him out of his boots with that.
He sort of did the bounce off the ropes on his side and just got woof.
A bit like a pound slash spear, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just killed the lad. huge slam. Yeah, it's, I mean, if it went 4 minutes, I'll be surprised. But
it was a cracking sprint, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of the most enjoyable matches of the weekend so far.
I think so far they've been the two MVPs for me of the entire tournament.
Basically, Mochy was just knocking, trying all this shit on him, all the kicks and everything.
Word happening.
And O'Shea just blasted him.
Yeah.
Big presence of a man, isn't he?
Yeah. O'Shea.
He's perfect. You can't think
he's got the
perfect
voice as well,
hasn't
he?
He's a more perfect pro wrestler, can you? In terms of presentation, look, the way he carries himself and the way he handles himself in the ring, his ring style, his voice, as you say, yeah, this big booming voice. His personality and stuff. When you chat to him, he's a larger than life individual, isn't he?
Yeah,
infectious.
He's made to be a pro wrestler.
So O'Shea Edwards wins with one of the biggest spears that Ben has ever seen.
Can't think of one bigger.
Next up, Road to Glory tournament action continues. Have we have Jarrett Diaz versus
Rossi
Rascal.
Whose fan club was here today.
Yes. With the horn. They didn't expect one the horn.
Well, they didn't bring it out to start with, did they? So we was doing making the noises again.
Give us a toot.
Then all of a sudden it appeared midway through the match.
Arena Mexico in Preston.
Didn't have all the banners and the towels and the
that's tonight the for his coronation if he wins.
The busload of them outside.
Eddie was singing along to song two, so just shouting, "Judo!"
Judo. He won with some judo.
Jarrett Diaz, he's been good this weekend.
I think, yeah.
First time seeing him.
Very
he works the hard cam well.
Very
I will
polished,
say that.
Very polished.
There was a move I think he did here which was incredibly good looking back at him. Maybe him, maybe someone else, where it was like it was like some kind of like weird like suplex kind of thing, but it might not have been him, it may have been someone else. But there was also like a dangerous move as well when he went out to the outside.
Yeah. And that it thought Rossi Rascal's ankle was he'd hurt it and that. But there was a good thing at the end of the match where he continued to sell the ankle.
Yeah.
After he'd won. Enjoy that.
Going hurt into the semi finals.
Well, yeah. You enjoy it, Jeff?
Yeah, it's a great selling performance from Rossi Rascal, I think. Obviously, we thought he was legitimately injured outside, weren't it? But yeah, like I said, carried on through the match. And Diaz, yeah, he's been one of the highlights of the weekend.
Yeah.
Good match this. Like it.
Won via judo.
Judo.
I see you know your judo well.
Check the look of the arm there.
Take your hands off my penis.
What the fuck?
What's the charge? Eating a meal? Eating a succulent Chinese meal?
Oh, it's that guy.
Are you ready?
It's that guy getting put in a fucking police car.
Are you ready to receive my limp penis?
Get your hands off my penis! I see you know your judo well.
Oh, yes.
Why does he sound like Alec Guinness in fucking Scowl?
Use the force.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Look at the succulent force use there.
shall we move on?
never underestimate the power of the dark side. Take your hands off my penis.
Let's move on to our
the feel of the length of the strong in this one.
Let's move on to the main event of the evening or the afternoon with the Road to Glory quarter final of Top Guy Time, Griffin McCoy.
Woo!
He got the song versus Jaden Newman. Boo! Have you ever heard of the Chattanooga choo choo?
He took his top time getting into the ring, doesn't he?
Oh, good lord. This was Ewan Simmons' length of pissing around.
Not the longest sentence we've seen in PCW.
Paul London.
Paul London's going to hold that record for a long time, I think.
Yeah. Very good. Very good match. Yeah. Jaden Newman just. It's so good at working the crowd, isn't it?
They started off doing almost like holiday, like holiday camp style, just playing to the audience, jokes and like crowd interaction type spots and things. And like obviously Jaden Newman's like running off all the time. Everyone won't get in the ring. Every time they were about to lock up, he kept diving out of the ring, and that went on for quite a while. So they're doing all, like the comedy stuff. Mm. But then when it actually started, it built and built and built, and it was a really good, really action-packed, kind of like very strong.
Give me, it did the thing. I'll give you my wrist.
Yeah.
And all that.
Well, I'll give you your wrist.
Yeah. What? There's a lot of that
work. Well, funnily enough, if you check the date, it is 3/16 day today.
Is it? They were all doing all the American wrestlers.
The Americans were behind us having an absolute fucking time with this one. They were just they were just doing all the Austin chants and everything. But it was one of those ones where it took a long time to get to the actual thing, but then when it got to it, it was actually pretty good. They worked really well with each other.
But all of that like long start was actually just about establishing the characters and then really getting over the fact that Jade Newman's this shit that you don't want to cheer for.
Yeah.
And Griffin's like the one of the fan favourites of this tournament.
Jeff, any final thoughts from yourself on this match?
Both very, very good. Like, I think, like Eddie said, it did take a while to get going, but once it did, it was very explosive. And, you know, the near falls, etc., etc. It was really good. I think taking from it, for obviously, McCoy's a really good babyface.
Yeah. You know? Well, I think first time he were here, though, he was a baddie.
Very likable kind of personality natural. Likability as well.
Yeah, Jordan Newman.
Jordan
Newman, just an absolute shithouse heel, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, his facial expressions to the crowd, etc.
He's almost like your pantomime buddy almost, isn't he? Because he's like the big over the top reactions to what's going on.
Yeah, I can see what like one of them Henry the Eighth outfits. You know, he's got the beard.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, both very, very good.
Yeah. So
it's good that they actually put that level of effort into a show. To a show that had 50 people there.
Yeah. I think, well, you're saying about the effort, I think everyone's put in a shift this weekend.
I think so.
Griffin McCoy beat Jaden Newman to get the victory. We're giving the R treatment as well, which you love to see.
He played up to it good as well, didn't he, actually? He was like
falling
over
the middle
every time.
Yeah, he did the falling down and then he did the middle finger at the end as well.
So
then the two of them went back to the merch tables and they were still shouting at each other from across the room.
Yeah,
and
they had Simon splitting them up.
Yeah.
So this evening we've got Jack Johnson versus Griffin McCoy and Rossi Rascal versus O'Shea Edwards. Rossi Jack final.
Fair
bet. Rossi Jack final.
I think so.
Jeff.
But will Rossi redeem himself from last year or will hearts be broken again?
Yeah. Do you think the same? Eddie?
He'll be Rossi. Yeah, I think Rossi Rascal versus Jack Johnson final.
I think Rossi's going to do that big judo throw on Kaiju. Just like, you know, like he did to Big T in the ballroom. Or Tower Circus, I should say.
And it'll go, the crowd will go mild.
The crowd will go mild.
Mild!
Oh, dear.
And then we'll shout judo.
I think one of the matches we're looking forward to, though. This evening is Jaden Newman versus James Mason.
Yes. Battle of Chattapoogee against James Mason. And
status quo.
Yeah.
That's funny because someone was like, just going back to Jaden Newman's entrance, someone was saying Chattanooga sucks or something. So you got right in his face, he's like, where have you been? Have you been there? Tell me about it. And the guy said, yeah, I've been, yeah. Tell me about it. What restaurants did you go to? What shops did you go to? And you looked on Google Maps, have you? Google.
Because he did it with me night one. But it's good. It's, you know, like, Chattanooga, more like Chattapoogee. It's going to be good. And James Mason.
Oh, that's original, isn't it?
I know. That's original.
We're doing Boo and Poo kind of plays on Chattanooga. But actually, without realising his name was actually Jaden Newman, we could have called
Jaden Pooman.
Jaden Pooman. So, where have we been since the show? We've been to the Adelphi for a bit of scram. Nice burger.
Yeah, pint of Guinness.
Boiled burgers rather than grilled, I think. But.
Tin burger.
Tin burger. I had a nice pizza. Quite good.
And we're here.
The Black Wolf.
We've got an hour till the
usual welcome. Fucking hell, you two are tall, aren't you?
No, the brothers of destruction.
The Bruce Brothers.
It's like the Brothers of Destruction.
So there you go. Second show overall. Still enjoying it.
Yeah, I thought it was overall a better show than the first one.
From probably a wrestling standpoint, I think, but
I think we're used to the imports now. I think they've all done well.
This was very quick. I think it was very quick for everyone to get into it. It didn't take long.
Yeah.
With the more people who were there, specifically the Rossi Rascal fan club, it seemed to very much be very quickly into it, whereas last night it took a match before
yeah.
we kind of had done our bit, and then everyone had kind of joined in at the end of it. So.
Yeah.
Jason Mason kept running down in his hoodie, trying to be inconspicuous.
The hood of invisibility. Have you noticed that every time wrestlers put the hood up, then all of a sudden you can't see them?
All because of the magic.
Shazam. Philip Michael going past with his hood up. I've seen him. You know, it might be like them glasses what Roddy Piper had.
There was every single person at the merch desk, and you said it looked like an episode of Shameless or something like that.
Oh, Christ, yeah. Like Ragtag Pub Channel. Sorry. That's me not getting
this. Can't say that, Jeff. So, there you go. That's the second show done with.
Looking forward to the third one?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Yes. The Coronation of Rossi Rascal.
Judo.
Cheers, Eddie.
See,
so
you know your judo well.
Cheers, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
Arch.
Yeah.
Penis! Off the penis.
Cheers, everyone. Thank you. And we'll see you later.